This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, sadly, the death count is rising in Florida. We're being told at least 21 people have died in Florida. South Carolina is right now bracing for Ian's landfall. Category 1 storm is where it's at right now for Hurricane Ian. The winds are about 85 miles per hour. All you have to do is be above 74 miles per hour to be at hurricane strength. It is expected to make landfall at 2 p.m. Eastern time, so in about an hour. Residents are pretty concerned. They are already seeing high surf and storm surge already take over the beach in Myrtle Beach. I was in Myrtle Beach, I think, last year or the year before. Fantastic beach. It's interesting. East Coast Beach is much different than California beaches, and there was a lot more room. It was a lot more open, and I thought Myrtle Beach was fantastic. But sadly, we're already seeing the high surf. Storm surge of 7 feet started attacking the coastline. We're already seeing buildings that are near the beach that I've walked by. They're on stilts, but you already see the flooding come through, rising water. We're expecting, sadly, the death toll to rise as this hurricane that hit Florida, not to mention Cuba and Puerto Rico, were the numbers, as the floods slowly start to recede, can sadly, unfortunately, unveil more bodies. We're seeing footage that shows water pushing east, sand dunes, and sweeping into property. So those, you know, sand dunes and that we thought would hold, I'm not talking about the ones that people are making, but the sand that is on the beach, the water's going right through it. It's washing away several structures. We've seen houses. We've seen float. We've seen planes flipped. We saw that McLaren completely submerged. That was crazy. It was interesting. I posted that on Facebook saying, you know, look, I would have probably, you know, I would have probably evacuated with it, or I would have converted it to a submarine because I had that much money. And people said maybe they had, you know, a lease. Maybe it was leased, or they, I don't know of that. The cost is going to be expensive, and we're going to talk about flood insurance, and we're going to be talking about some of the cost. But right now, the Ian is a Category 1 hurricane, so it went from a 4 to hitting Florida, weakens over land, because it can't, you know, and that central storm needs to pick up fluid and water, but now that it got back to, back to the Atlantic, it's able to gain some steam. So it's going to hit as a Category 1. A report from the city shows 95% of all residential housing are at risk of serious flooding. Experts are claiming that the storm surges could have devastating impacts to the core systems which keep the city functioning. President Biden has already declared a state of emergency in South Carolina as all eyes, while Florida is now doing its recovery. Now all eyes are on South Carolina. A state of emergency has been declared in Charleston County. Charleston County has about 413,000 people. Hurricane warnings have been now issued for hundreds of miles of coastline from the Savannah River to Cape Fear, going across Carolinas and Virginia. And interestingly, if you look at the satellite, the satellite of the I don't know if you guys go to weather.com. I go to weather.com, and there's tons of different layers of how you can see the picture of how you want to see the weather and the radar. And so you could do the blue filter, the dark filter, where rather than it being daylight, it being dark, and then the clouds can come out, or you could see the green of the rain and the red and that kind of thing. But of the satellite pictures, that were seen, like one from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The satellite image shows, and you could reproduce this in animated form on the weather.com site, but when you see the flow of the clouds are extending in the bands, I mean, all the way up to New York, past, you know, Connecticut, past, you know, Pennsylvania. It's the bands are going all the way up the seaboard, and so with that means the currents and the storm surge can actually affect the whole eastern seaboard. So it's obviously very, very concerning. So from a you know, even though the hurricane might not directly hit north of the Virginias of Virginia, you can still have that effect with the surf. So we're watching this closely. I know a lot of, you know, people want to help. DeSantis said the damage is going to take years to repair. He's calling Hurricane Ian a 500-year flood event. 8 inches of rain expected to fall in Virginia. National Hurricane Center has warned that landslides are also possible in the southern Appalachian Mountains on Friday. We don't have all the causes of death, but the number has been up to 21. So I know a lot of you want to help. So there's a variety of ways where you could help. You know, first and foremost, and I bring this up because it's vital. If you could donate blood, donate blood. I know a lot of you guys have, you know, inflation issues, recession issues, and you're like, I can't donate right now. For those of you that can't donate, you know, money, you could at least though donate blood. Blood has to be sent to the area because obviously in multiple parts of Florida, they can't be doing their basic drives. And as we need, what, 30,000 at least, or we need tens of thousands of pints of blood a day, with Florida kind of being out of the loop right now, there's going to be a dearth of that. And so for those of you that can donate blood, please donate blood. Contact Vitalant, contact American Red Cross. If you can't donate blood and you're like, look, I'm not, you know, going to qualify in terms of the, you know, FDA guidelines, or I'm too skinny, or, you know, I've been ill, then host a drive. You know, everybody wants to do something. Then tell, you know, call Vitalant, call Red Cross and say, look, my work over here in Colorado or over here in Wichita or over here in California or Las Vegas, we can host a drive. Do that. Because honestly, whatever we have excess of in our particular cities can always get shipped. Red Cross, you could donate by texting the word Red Cross to 90999 to help make a donation. And then the Florida Disaster Fund at volunteerflorida.org has a donation site. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
DocDolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, Jason for being our producers today. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So if you guys are looking at the same pictures that I am of Florida, Fort Myers Beach, boats in people's backyards, things flipped and just the debris everywhere. You're probably thinking to yourself, this is going to take a lot of time and it's going to take a lot of money. Well, Reuters wrote a piece on how insurers are now bracing for a huge hit from Florida's costliest storm since 1992. And not that anybody is going to be feeling sorry for the insurance companies. When the insurers take a hit, then so do property owners, and consumers. So prices are going to go up. According to Reuters, they say insurers are bracing for a hit between $28 billion and $47 billion from Hurricane Ian. This is going to be costlier, or one of the costliest storms since Hurricane Andrew in 1992. Wind losses from wind alone are expected to be between $22 billion and $32 billion. Storm surge losses expected to be an additional $6 billion to $15 billion. This is according to CoreLogic. According to Tom Larson, who's Associate Vice President, Hazard and Risk Management, he said this is the costliest Florida storm since Hurricane Andrew made landfall in 1992 and a record number of homes and properties were lost. Hurricane Ian will forever change the real estate industry and city infrastructure. Insurers will go into bankruptcy. Homeowners will be forced into delinquency, and insurance will become less accessible in regions like Florida. Now, the reality of it is, which is very, very frustrating, but this is, you know, how the system works, is the before insurance, you would have a property or home or live somewhere. If bad things happened, if natural disaster happened, it would wipe you out financially. You would have to find another place to live, find a family member to live with, and you would have to regroup. We have a concept of insurance, which is a fascinating one. And on some fronts, it's fantastic. On other fronts, it's turned into, like we see with health insurance, a complete gimmick. But for those of us that want to take the risk, the gamble, and not spend the money, and say, you know what, I'm not going to give a company money every year, and hopefully a disaster doesn't hit me, you know, you have some cojones. That takes some guts. For me, you know, being a physician, and I've seen everything, almost everything that I thought, I'm still surprised with stuff I see. I'm like, you know what, I'm going to make sure I have insurance. And in fact, some mortgage companies require it because they want to know that their house payment's going to still be paid. You're not just going to walk away from it because it's destroyed. And so insurance, the concept of that is you're going to pay, not in hopes that you'll need it, but you're paying such that if, so you have peace of mind, if the poop hits the fan, that insurance is going to come in and help. The reason why people are so mad with what happened after Obamacare is they're paying a crap load more money into insurance just to find out that the insurance isn't paying. Sorry, you have a deductible. So that means insurance companies are making money and still not paying out. It's frustrating for people. But if an insurance company ends up, and remember, they're banking on you not needing that insurance. That's why healthy people, it's a lot cheaper to insure them than sick individuals, because they're like, okay, this older individual or person with multiple health conditions, they're gonna need our services more. So, same thing with flood insurance. You know, if you live in you know, a part of the world that never rains. But the problem is even with desert, we do have flooding problems because deserts do flood when you do get monsoon. But if you live in an area that doesn't flood, your insurance is going to be a hell of a lot cheaper than if you live in Florida. And so insurance companies are hoping that you take out the life insurance, that the people who don't usually need it do it, and then that money could be used to pay out the claims. And when there are claims, workers' comp claims, medical claims, these insurance companies sometimes fight them tooth and nail. Some companies will be like, just tell us what you need, we're going to write you a check. But others, like with car insurance and all that, well, really? Did you really need to see a chiropractor? Yeah, my neck, I had whiplash. Really? You know, so, you know, it's always a fight. And the reason why is they have a pool of money. And in order for them to stay afloat, they need to make sure they still have profits. But the whole point of them being an insurer is to pay out when you paid your premiums, you should be getting a payout. So 2 million homes and businesses were without power today in Florida, which is a sign that there was some severe damage in their neighborhood. And the insurance industry also expects that the tourism sector is going to also be asking for claims. I think Disneyland had to close down for a couple days. Disney World. You know, are they going to make a claim? Or did they get damage? Are they going to be able to open up all their rides? Or was there flood damage? So according to Robert O'Brien, managing director with Broker Marsh's U.S. Property Claims Practice, says there's been a lot of reported damages to resort properties, hotels. It's likely there's going to be a period where the infrastructure just can't absorb people coming in. Credit rating agency Fitch on Thursday said insured losses could range from $25 billion to $40 billion in Florida. It also depends on what's going to happen in the Carolinas, if they also insure the Carolinas. And that compares with $65 billion from Hurricane Katrina in 2005, $36 billion from Hurricane Ida in 2021. Now, on top of that, things cost more. So labor, materials, inflation, high interest rates. So the recovery is going to be slower because, you know, rather than getting a couple pieces of wood, you can bet that's going to be expensive now. It's going to be a lot more expensive than it was last year or 2 years ago. Not to mention the contractors are going to say, well, look, I got to hire people back. You know, we still have a labor shortage. Trying to get people back, I got to pay them more. So it's going to cost us this much more to do the job. So how much does flood insurance cost? Well, before this all happened, so this was published September 8th, 2022. They say the average policy in Florida was about $562 a year. That's if you purchase through the National Flood Insurance Program. Homeowners and renters insurance policies don't usually cover floods or storm surges. You have to get additional coverage. So you could go to the National Flood Insurance Program. I'm sure there's earthquake for those people who live in areas where there's earthquakes, etc. Now, when you look at flood insurance, you look at, you know, does everybody have it? Well, in Jacksonville, only 25,000 policies appear to be in force. That total coverage comes to about $7.4 billion. The average cost in Jacksonville, Florida is about $457 a policy. Now, again, it depends on where you live. It could be $2,000 a month, depending on where you live. So St. Petersburg averages about $950 a year. About 35,000 people have a policy. In Orlando, 2,700 people. Apparently there's 2,700 policies in force, according to ValuePenguin.com. I think more people in Orlando would have that. Average policy, $525 a year. So Cape Coral, about $731 a year. Fort Lauderdale, $400. So it's interesting. I have to admit, I'm a little amazed that it's that inexpensive. It is expensive. That's extra money per year. But I got to tell you, I bet now it's going to be higher. And Fort Lauderdale, you know, it doesn't always get hit. But man, I got family in Fort Lauderdale. Usually every Atlantic storm season, they do worry that something's going to hit. So flood insurance is not mandated by the state of Florida. I'm wondering if it might eventually. But if you are in a certain flood zone, your mortgage lender may require it. So a lot of this could be, you know, people are saying, look, you know, I want to have the protection, or they're just forced to because the mortgage company wants to make sure you're going to cover the house. But there are a bunch of insurance companies, AIG, Edison, Florida Peninsula Insurance Company, American Integrity, American Strategic, Lloyd's Underwriters, Progressive Property, Safe Harbor, Southern Oak, Tower Hill, TypTap, Universal Insurance, U.S. Coastal, Voyager, Homeowners Choice. So there are a bunch of companies. And AIG is huge. These are national companies. But it'll be interesting to see what happens now after all of this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market tickets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the full impact of Hurricane Ian is being assessed by Florida officials, South Carolina braces for the now Cat 1 hurricane to hit Friday. All of their coasts are under a hurricane warning. Some Florida officials jumped the gun in announcing numerous deaths from the storm. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on such announcements.
Yeah, I know the people have said certain things. In terms of confirmed, that will be made apparent over the coming days. But I think the things that have been said out there, that is not something that has been confirmed at this juncture.
A federal judge on Thursday denied an Indiana lawyer's request to pause the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness plan as part of a lawsuit filed against the Department of Education earlier this week. And just like that, the United States and North Korea are allies, according to Vice President Kamala Harris. She made the announcement at the Korean DMZ Thursday. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So for those of us that caught the Bengals-Dolphins game last night, it was very, very scary for a good period of time, right before halftime. And in second quarter, Miami's Dolphin quarterback, Tua, oh, my gosh, I always pronounce it wrong. Tagovailoa. Suffered, I call him Tua because it's easier. Everybody just seems to kind of say Tua, and then they don't mess up his beautiful last name. But quarterback, very gifted quarterback, has had a little medical drama this last week or two. So with the Bills game on Sunday, he appeared to suffer a concussion. He was taken out of the game, first half, was able to come back in the second half, This was on Sunday with the Bills because they said he cleared concussion protocol. And the coach later said, McDaniel, that he injured his back. It wasn't his head. So that's why he got to come back on the field. Even though we saw him wobble, he even stumbled. And his players, his co-players had to kind of help him. I think his offensive line had to help him, you know, make it to the sideline. They said, no, he's good. Cleared him to play in the second half of the game. And then they ended up beating the Bills. It was yesterday, between the game with the Bengals and it was played in Cincinnati, Tua ends up suffering a bad sack. And then you start to see him go into fencing or decorticate posturing position where his fingers were flexed, his hands go up by his head, and it was scary. It was very, very scary for a period of time. And I kept watching the replays. I actually think he might have injured himself a couple plays before. And in fact, my son said the same thing. He's like, I bet that's where it is, because I wanted to show my kids the injury when they came home. And they're like, okay, he injured it. I go, no, that wasn't it. It was two plays later. But I'm like, I think it's something might have happened here also. And in fact, you almost saw, as he was going down, his right fist start to clench. So that could signify a cervical injury. But when one hits their head and their arms go up and then their fists clench and they look stiff, like Donald Parsons Jr., I believe, did that last year in the December game with the Chiefs. Last December, he also, where the arms went up after he fell and hit his head. So now a lot of questions surround. My neck hurts from seeing it. And it was pretty traumatizing. When you watched it, you were like, whoa, it was, you know, and I was supposed to be doing this NAFP meeting by Zoom, and I just shut it down. I had to just stop and concentrate on this, because a good period of time, we were watching the quarterback just lie there. They had to take him away. They had to take him to a level one trauma center in Cincinnati. And then we heard that he was conscious. He was able to move all his extremities. So that was really good that the Miami Dolphins were able to give us a heads up that quickly. And then we heard he's going home. He's being discharged home. Now, you'd think there'd be observation. I think Parham Jr. was held at least, I think, overnight last year. But apparently they were going to let him go, and he was going to be able to travel back with his team to Miami. Because, again, they were in Cincinnati. So, Godspeed. Thank God he got over that. But now everybody's questioning, what the hell is the NFL concussion protocol? And how could somebody suffer two neurological injuries in a 4 to 5 day span and still be a starter and not be out of the game? So this is obviously, you know, concerning. So after the first hit that he got, the NFL provided the statement. They said, I can confirm that the concussion protocol was followed, including a locker room exam. These decisions, as you know, are made by a team physician and an unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant. The concussion protocol provides that if the team physician, in consultation with the sideline, the unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant, determines the instability to be neurologically caused, the player is designated a no-go and will not return to play. But apparently last week with the Bills game, they said, no, he could go back in. And when the coach, Mike McDaniel, was interviewed, he said that Tua suffered a back injury. And that's why he wobbled. Okay, I saw the footage. That looked like a concussive dizziness. That looked like a head trauma wobble. I've seen people hit their heads. I've seen people get into fights. That didn't look like a back injury. And if it did, if he couldn't walk and stumble, then that's still a significant neurological injury. A shock to the back, if we're going to go with the back theory. And so the coach had said, yeah, you know, his legs were like Gumby. That's how Tua described it. So if the player's like, I didn't hit my head. I mean, we all saw his head hit, but he said, I didn't hit my head. It's my back. I mean, he has a right to report it. He's conscious. But you just wondered, were the physicians thorough? So why such controversy? Well, a lot of what happens with the NFL does extend to college, does extend to high school football. And if there's going to be lax protocols about getting somebody back on the team, I mean, the Dolphins were 3-0 coming into this Bengal game. Then the Bengals won, I think, was it 20, 712? What was it? Oh, 2715. I had to look it up. Sorry. So, the Dolphins were undefeated. Is there this push to, you know, get them back, And again, the Dolphins were able to defeat the Bills, and the Bills are a front runner, especially in terms of, you know, making it to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl. So for the Dolphins to be able to beat the Bills, they have a good team, they have a good thing going, but they need their quarterback. And so with that, are they sacrificing the health of the players? And from a medical standpoint, I worry because of second impact syndrome. So second impact syndrome is if you get multiple concussions in a short period of time, your brain can't auto-regulate the swelling, that you start getting severe swelling, you could herniate your brain, and you could die. So you don't want somebody within a 4 or 5 day span to suffer two concussions. Now, if they're saying, well, he didn't, he was fine, and it was all that, all I know is what I'm seeing is I worry. And I want longevity for these athletes. I want the Dolphins to do well, but not at the cost of someone's life, and not at the cost of these injuries. And man, have we had some bad injuries at the start of the season. The NFL is supposed to be the safest it's ever been. No, looks like not. So there's a checklist with the concussion protocol. And let me see if I could, let me go to a site that'll summarize it. So during each game, Mail Online summarizes it nicer than I did. There's an independent certified athletic trainer that will monitor. There's spotters on the field, and these spotters are in multiple areas. You're just not on the field. You're also up in the stands. So they have spotters that are in multiple places to be able to see you. If they see an impact to the head, they call a timeout. The player has to be removed from the game. So some of you guys are like, wait a second, why is there a timeout? Why did the coach call a timeout? You're like, they wasted a timeout. Well, it could be an injury timeout because somebody thinks there was an injury to the brain. Team trainers, coaches, physicians, teammates, NFL game officials, they go sidelined, unaffiliated neurotrauma consultants. Anybody could initiate the protocol. So that's a lot of power. So if I'm in there and I'm associated with them, I'd be like, you know what? Let's call a timeout. I'm going to initiate concussion protocol. You can do it if you are one of the, you know, team physicians or somebody who has a role to make sure that you're ensuring their safety. If any of the elements are positive, inconclusive, or even suspicious, that player has got to get off the field into the locker room for a deeper exam. Then in the locker room, a team physician and then the unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant conducts a thorough neurological exam, and then they have to go through that standardized concussion assessment tool, which I have on my Facebook and on my Twitter for you guys. And if at all there's anything off that could even resemble that there be some neurological issue, that player stays out. So now there's an investigation by the union going, the players union going, what the hell's going on here? 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 800-800-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm about 5-6 days out from my bivalent booster. Got my booster this weekend. And it was fantastic in that I didn't get the same body aches and fever that I got after my primary series. And it was a lot easier than I thought I was going to have to take off work for a day or two like I did last time. I didn't really take off work, but I didn't feel as well. But it was a much easier vaccine to take, and I was, wow, it was great. I mean, still have some underarm soreness and some swelling, so I put off my mammogram. But for the most part, it just seems to be way easier than what happened with the primary series. But we have a reluctancy still in terms of people getting the bivalent booster. And here to talk to us about COVID vaccination is Dr. Marcos Mestre, Vice President and Chief Medical Officer of Nicklaus Children's Hospital from Miami, Florida. Dr. Mestre, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And we know you guys are busy down there in Florida. God bless you all for everything going on down there, and I hope you and your family and, you know, and team are safe.
Yeah, no, thank you. We were spared, luckily, down here in Miami, but we're helping our partners out on the west coast of Florida. We're going through some difficult times now, so we're always here to help in whatever way we can.
That is wonderful. And so, you know, you guys are now going to be facing, obviously, you know, doctor's office closures, you know, kids back in school. A lot of families, parents are using telemedicine and not bringing their kids into the doctor. So we kind of have a vaccine issue, you know, not only with COVID, but with, you know, regular vaccines. What are you seeing?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. It's the trend that we're seeing across the country with COVID. Folks got accustomed not to come into their regular doctor visits. And then on top of that, you had the vaccine hesitancy, which COVID may have brought on, and that has spilled over to some of the other vaccines. So we're seeing some diseases that we hadn't seen in years, such as the polio virus coming back, especially in the New York area. And there's other examples of those types of infections that are popping up across the country.
Mm-hmm. You know, and some parents also, I notice, are a little reluctant to go to the doctor because they feel they're going to be, you know, judged, or they're going to be chewed out for their vaccine hesitancy. How do you approach it? I mean, I know how I do, and I've spoken to my listeners about how I approach, you know, vaccines, and I, you know, educate parents. But how do you bring up the topic? Because these parents are obviously worried, but, yeah, you know, we also have infectious disease out there.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I understand their concern and acknowledge it first. I think that's the best thing to do and not pass any judgment. You know, there's so much information out there that it's hard as a parent to know what is the right information and what is the incorrect information. So at first it's acknowledging that you understand it, then trying to educate them with the correct information that's out there. And then explaining why the benefits of having the vaccine as opposed to the risks that occur when you could get infected. So as long as you kind of go through that, help them get to the decision themselves and not be too paternalistic as it relates to, you know, demanding that they have the vaccine and then passing the judgment, I think the latter approach works a lot better.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Dr. Marcos Mestre, Vice President, Chief Medical Officer of Nicklaus Children's Hospital in Miami, Florida. One thing we noticed during the pandemic is whatever got the headline was whatever got out to the public. And not making a lot of headlines was the pediatric hospitalizations and some of the pediatric manifestations of COVID. What can you share with us on what COVID did to the pediatric population?
Yeah, so, you know, during the different waves with the Delta wave and the Omicron wave, we definitely were seeing a large amount of children coming into the hospitals. Obviously not at the rate that we were seeing with adults, but more so at an increased rate as compared to other respiratory viruses. During COVID, one of the good things was that we weren't seeing many respiratory viruses at all because folks were doing the social distancing and wearing masks and whatnot. But with the Delta surge, we definitely saw an increase in hospitalizations, and even more so with the Omicron surge. What we saw with the Omicron surge was especially younger patients getting affected, those in the, you know, birth to 5 years age range. With the Delta surge, we tended to see it in a little bit older population. And those that were at risk, especially with the Delta surge, were those teenagers that were overweight. The individuals were still at risk with the Omicron surge, but we were still seeing younger patients affected.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I see a lot of patients through telemedicine because with media, it's hard to now run a practice again. So I see patients all across the United States. And one thing that's very common are parents will call in saying their child has been sick for about a week, but COVID negative at home. And meanwhile, they have all the symptoms,
right,
pink eye, you know, whatnot. Are you noticing that some of the at-home rapid testing might not be picking up COVID in kids as well as adults, or it might be a parental application issue, or a swab issue? What do you think?
Yeah, it's probably, yeah. Yeah, I think it's a combination of both, that the antigen tests aren't perfect. depending on when you do it and in the course of the illness that you do it. The more tests that you do on it, the more I trust the results. So, you know, if a parent does it on day 1, 3, and 5, and they're all negative, it makes me feel a lot better that it's truly negative. But it all depends on the when in the course of the illness that you're doing the test. Better test, more sensitive test, should I say, is the PCR testing. Those obviously aren't readily available at home, so but they're still out in the communities, and they're being offered, still being offered for free. But those are the tests that we typically recommend if we truly want to know if somebody's COVID infected. The other part of it is, you know, I tell parents as well that if they're sick, even with another virus, we want to try to prevent the spread of those other viruses, which we're seeing more of now, and keep the kids home from school until we see that they're improved with their symptoms.
Of course. Whether it's COVID or not, if they're ill, they're ill, and we want their bodies to recuperate, and,
that's
you know,
exactly
we don't
right.
want them spreading illness. I know the CDC is investigating aluminum contents for the adjuvants in pediatric vaccines and a possible link to persistent asthma, but the COVID vaccines do not have aluminum salts from my research. Is that true?
That's right. That's right. And especially with the bivalent vaccine that's available for those 12 and over, it's as you mentioned, opening up your segment here, you're seeing a lot less of those kind of side effects, the myalgias, the soreness, and whatnot that you feel typically after we've received the prior vaccine. It seems to be much better tolerated.
It is. It is. So how can my listeners find out more information, and what other advice would you like to give them?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously going to the CDC website and vaccine.gov is going to be able to offer just kind of general information. You know, always with the bivalent booster, with those 12 and over the bivalent vaccine, you know, they recommend for those individuals to receive the vaccine, especially as we're coming up on other kind of respiratory virus season here in the fall and the winter time is when we typically see a heavier dose of those viruses coming up. And that just kind of helps protect us, similar to the way we recommend the flu shot. Also getting the flu shot, and you can get the flu shot and the COVID vaccine at the same time to protect
yep.
yourself and
yep.
others around you.
Yep, I got both in one arm, absolutely. And also with COVID linked to diabetes, COVID linked to anxiety, depression, and kids. It's definitely a virus we don't want our kids to get. So, Dr. Mestre, we really, really appreciate you being with us. We can't wait to have you back. God bless you and your team. Be safe, and I hope Florida can recover as quickly as possible.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate the support.
No worries. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great.
This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with